And a lot of people say, well, you ought not to say these things about churches or preachers or whatever, but I feel that to say some things that God meant for us to mark, the men that he meant for us to mark, and to withdraw fellowship.
Amen.
I know that right there's maybe a hard saying. Well, with everybody, but that's what's in this book right here.
Yes, it is.
Man, it's kind of a hard thing, and I've got a family that I can't help it. I just have to withdraw fellowship, and I'm not going to make no bones about it. They're not the only ones. There's others that they just have to withdraw fellowship from, and that's just the way it is.
Help him, Lord.
Amen. I'm going to be having coming. Now, y'all probably ain't going to like it today. Amen. We're at a time.
Bring it on.
And I believe this morning, if there's ever been a time that we need to get a hold of some things, we need to get a hold of them in the day that we're living in.
Amen.
People talk about the old time way and the way they done things, and Mike talking about the devils that are running wild in our land today, and seem like they're getting more popular in the time that we're living in than they've ever been. Now, back in the old Bible, there was a lot of things that went on back then that God wasn't pleased with.
Amen.
Amen. His own people, amen, that rejected him. Amen. Done some real corrupt things in their time. We'll read it if you got your Bibles. You go ahead and turn to the 8th chapter of Ezekiel. I got a few verses I want to read. May jump around on some of them. Some of them I've used before. I don't know. When I begin to dig in this right here and begin to see some things, and some of you are going to say, well, you done hooked with James Shaver. Amen. Whether you know it or not, me and James hooked at the heart anyhow. Amen. If you born again, then you hooked at the heart. Amen. If you believe in this book right here, we're hooked at the heart.
Amen.
That right there is something that I may see some of this, I guess, probably a little different than maybe some of you might want to look at it, but I want you to just refer just a little bit. Amen. To bear with me till I get through with what I've got to say. Now, for me to say that, hey, I'm set in to change you from what you are to something else, amen, oh, I sure can't change you from nothing.
Amen.
Amen. There's nothing I can do to change you this morning. Amen. If God can't change your man, it ain't going to be changed.
Amen.
Amen. That's just the way it is. Amen. That's what had to change my man.
Yes.
Amen. Man tried, but he couldn't get it done. But God changed my man on some things. So I want to read, amen, just a few verses. Like I said, I may skip around just a little bit. Amen, but we're going to start in chapter 8 and verse number 6. This right here has been working on me pretty good when I began to read in there. He said, furthermore unto me, son of man, seest thou what they do, even the great abomination that the house of Israel committeth here, that I should go far off from my sanctuary, but turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abomination. You listen to that. Even greater abomination. Now, if you read all of this right here, you'll find that in there probably five or six times. where he said he told him to turn again and see even greater abomination. Amen. Verse number 7 said, and he brought me to the door of the court, and when I looked, behold, a hole in the wall. Then said he unto me, son of man, dig now in the wall. And when I had digged in the wall, behold, a door. And he said unto me, go in, and behold the wicked abomination that they do. This next verse, I want you to pay close attention. For I went in and saw, and behold, every form of creeping thing and abominable beast, and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed upon the wall round about. That not tired? Now, I don't know how you see things. But if you go back in history and so on, and you can find in places in history that they've got pictures of things that was drawn in writings and stuff all around the walls. They portrayed what they was and what was going on in their camp. Amen? And I feel that they were portraying some things that I wasn't pleasing to God. Verse number 12, then said, then said he unto me, son of man, hast thou seen what the ancients of the house of Israel do in the dark? Every man in the chamber of his imagery, for they say, the Lord seeth us not. The Lord hath forsaken the earth. And he said also unto me, turn ye yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations that they do. Amen, and I begin to think about it. And in our time, looking back down through the years, and just the years that I have been here on this earth, and I've seen a lot of things, amen, in my time, even as a child, that I thought, amen, was an awful thing, amen, to be in our land. And I see what I've seen in it, and see it in the time that we see it today, and amen, seem like as the years go by, amen, the abominations get worse and worse and worse. Every time that you turn around, amen, thank God, you think, well, hey, preacher, it can't get no worse than this. And amen, the next thing you know, amen, here's something else. Amen, that began to unfold. And amen, thank God, seemed it like it just, amen, began to bring more of the judgment, amen, of God down on us. Amen. Well, amen, we fall back under, amen, in a time. Amen, thank God that some of these things, amen, that we've seen happening around us, amen, now they, some of this going to get pretty straight, amen, pretty plain, amen, I'm just, amen, paid up, and it's just that. Amen, so I'm going to spit it out, and anyhow, whether you, amen, or anybody else, amen, my wife, amen, may not like to die, I don't know, amen, thank God, but we are here, amen, today, and I see, amen, the judgment of God, amen, are sitting down on, amen, old Oscar today, amen, thank God, but I fall back under, amen, when we was growing up, amen, thank God, it used to be, amen, a thing back then, amen, when you would see a couple, amen, move in together and begin to shack up. Amen, thank God they were people. Amen, in the community. Amen, would not allow it. Amen, or put up with it. Amen, they would stop these things.
Amen.
Any of y'all remember some of that?
Yes.
Amen. They didn't allow. Amen. They didn't. Why? Amen. Because they didn't want it in the front. Amen. Of their children.
Amen.
You stay with me now.
Come on.
Amen. Just bear with me for a little while. Amen. Now, some of this has eaten me up, and it's, amen, thank God it's took me down to a point. Amen, thank God it's either do it or move on. Amen, thank God today. Amen, now some of you, I told you, you're going to accuse me. Amen, I've been hooked with James Shavers before. Amen, that I get to, but I'll let you in on a secret. Amen, this morning, amen, I ain't talked to James on one day. Amen, this week, and it wasn't for just, amen, just a few minutes. Amen, thank God it wasn't concerning. Amen, none of this right. Here, amen, thank God. Amen, but you ask my wife, amen, oh, I can't get no sleep. Amen, at night. Amen, I go to bed. Amen, and lay there tall. Amen, and turn to midnight. Amen, at 2:30. Amen, 3 o'clock. I'll be out of my bed. Amen, they some of this stuff. Amen, thank God it's set up. Amen, on me today. Amen, and God said, amen, tell it anyhow. If it's true. Amen, thank God. Amen, today we don't think, amen, one thing. Amen, about people. Amen, they're shacking up. Amen, they're living together. Amen, thank God it is. Amen, a common thing. Amen, with us today.
Amen.
And we say it's all right. Amen. We're down to a place. It's all right.
Yep.
But
God don't.
Amen. Our mamas and our daddies, amen, are encouraging it. Amen. In the time that we're living in. Amen. Thank God. But I want to tell you something this morning. Amen. Lord. Amen. Thank God. Amen. I don't know how you look at it, how you feel. Amen. About it this morning. Amen. But I'd say this right here. Amen. Thank God. I don't believe. Amen, that it's satisfied. Amen, I do not believe how that it pleases. Amen, in the sight of God.
Amen,
it was an abomination. I back under his heel. An abomination today.
Amen. Amen, Lord.
That's your Lord.
Still an abomination. It may take me a little while, amen, to get where I need to get.
That's right.
Amen, Lord.
May the Lord teach you.
But your wife, amen, do you want to get down on this right here? Amen, I'm going to tell you something this morning.
It's
heating us up. I'd give anything if ever one of my kids, amen, and my grandkids, amen, was sitting under the sound of my voice, amen, this morning. Amen, thank God they need to hear, amen, the truth this morning. Amen, thank, oh Lord. Amen, thank God. Amen, now then we got down, amen, to the place, amen, thank God. Now maybe that wasn't so bad now. Amen. But you know what? Amen. Oh Lord. Amen. Our divorce rate. Amen. Thank God in our country.
Amen.
It's running wild. Amen. Thank God. Every time. Amen. You turn around. Amen. You can see somebody else. Amen. I'm going to get it. Amen. I've been bored.
Amen.
It's all right. Amen. In the time. How that we're living in. Amen. But you hear me. Amen. Today. Amen. Thank God. I say, amen. Thank God. I, Brother James said, Brother, I cleaned his knees, Smith said, amen. It's one life for one lifetime.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. This morning. Amen. Yeah. I know they don't mind. Amen. Today. For the most of them, I've got about a half a dozen. Amen, but I say it still. Amen, abomination.
Amen.
Child of God.
That's yes. Right.
I know this right here ain't popular this morning. I know that.
It's true.
Amen.
Now then, if I'd have had my way about it, it would have been probably a little different this morning. But it ain't my way.
Amen, Lord.
It's His way.
Amen.
That's what I'm after. It's His way.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's your Lord.
How many of y'all in here agree this morning? Amen. That shacking up is an abomination in the sight of God.
Amen.
Amen. How many in here believe? Amen. Thank God. Amen. For you to have a dozen, amen, husbands or wives is abomination in the sight of God. Amen. Hear me this morning. Amen. I'm not trying, amen, to get out, amen, on somebody, but I'm telling you, amen, every time, amen, that God spoke to us into that, amen, and He said, she is thou. Amen. Thank God, oh son of man. Amen. Thank God. Even greater abomination.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. Tell you, see. Amen. Thank God. Amen. It's got to work. Amen. All of these things. Amen. It's all right in the time we're living in. I just go ahead.
They say
it's okay. And He tells them to come. The man want to show you something there.
Oh Lord.
Hey man, if you pay close attention, hey man, in a lot of our so called sanctuary, hey man, a place that God, hey man, has given us. Amen. To come and worship Him in. Amen. Thank God I'm talking about worship Him in.
Amen.
Amen. Not the things of this world. Amen. Thank God. And it seems like, amen, thank God we are seeing, amen, more and more. Amen. I'm creeping into our churches. Amen. Tonight. Amen. Lord, we've got men. Amen, thank God today how that you're saying all of these things. Amen, it's alright. Amen, but I'm telling you, amen, thank God the book. Amen, stand hard. Amen, again, these things, it's not my line. Amen, thank God it's His. Amen, thank God. And He said, amen, things is unlawful. It's unlawful.
Yes, it is.
Amen, this morning. Amen, thank God. Amen, I'm going to say, amen, thank God, they survived. I better get lawful with us. Amen.
Yes,
amen. It's wrong as the judgment of God. Amen. It's teaching to take us, amen, amen, to the bottom today.
Amen.
Amen, Lord.
Told him after he had digged in the wall, and there was a door there, and he said, "Go in," and he went in, and what did he see? Hey man, I'm talking about all the abomination. Hey man, that there was a going on. Hey man, thank God. Hey man, was portrayed. Hey man, on the wall. Hey man, it was here. It was
Zion, it was Zion, it was Zion, it was over here. Amen, it was all around. Amen, I'm going to say something right here. Amen, now you think about this. Amen, I wonder. Amen, thank God how many of us. Amen, can go in our houses. Amen, thank God and see. Amen, the abomination how that's going on. Amen, in our land today.
Amen.
How many of you can see it in your house? Huh? It might not be wrote all over the wall. And some of it may be.
Oh, Lord.
Hey man, we've kind of got air stored up in a box. Hey man, when we get ready to see it, all we got to do is hit a button. Hey man, thank God and we can see all of these things. Hey man, a flashing before our eyes. Hey man, the abominable thing. Hey man, that's a going on. Hey man, across our land today, preacher. Hey, you got no business on them. Hey man, I'm going to tell you. Hey man, this morning. Hey man, everybody say, oh, it's got a knob. Hey man, I know it has. Hey man, thank God, but you know what? Hey man, before you can hit that button, hey man, some of the most ungodly things, hey man, that ever was, hey man, pop up in the front of you, hey man, and you know what that'll do? Hey man, that'll put your mind, hey man, in a spin, hey man, you'll begin to wonder and think right about it.
Yes, you're right.
Oh Lord. Preacher, you play one of them at your house? Oh, been a long time since one played at the house. Why? I got grandkids that sees enough of that garbage out there in the world. Amen. Without putting it before them in the house.
Amen.
Amen, preacher. Lord, I have control over these things. How many of y'all sit around the house? Amen. With your children. Now, I'm going to say some things right here. Amen. I don't want you to take this critical. Amen. This morning. Amen. But Mike, you got Isaac right there. And I believe. Amen. This morning, as much as I believe anything. Amen. I believe he's level-headed. Amen. I believe he knows what's right and what's wrong. Amen. Thank God this morning don't think he'd do anything wrong. Amen. Intentionally. That's just how I feel about this. Amen. This morning. But hear me for just a minute. Amen. Thank God. Amen. He ain't grown yet. Amen. He's not grown yet. Amen. How easy. Amen. Thank God would it be. Amen. This morning sitting at home. I made it by itself. Amen. Thank God. And something pop up. Amen. On the screen. That's just how easy the devil. Amen. I reach out and take hold. Amen. I'm not talking about just somebody here. Amen. Thank God we're down to a place. Amen. I've never seen. Amen. I'm talking about people my age. Amen. And older perverted. Amen. Worse than anybody that I've ever seen in the time. Amen. Amen, that we are living in. Amen, I still say, amen, it's an abomination. Amen, in the sight of God. Amen, this morning.
Amen.
It'd be real easy. Amen, just such a one. This is a commercial, it won't last long. But you know what? The commercials is getting longer and longer. Huh?
And louder and louder.
Yeah, your commercials, when they come on, you can have your TV set at a certain level. Amen, where you can tolerate the sound. Amen, but some of these things come on there. Amen, the first thing you know, you got to reach and hit the thing. Amen, and cut the volume down. Amen. Thank God tonight. Amen. That's what's happening in our churches. Amen. Today, some of you already. Amen. Lord, me this morning has cut the volume down. Amen. Thank God. But hear me. Amen. Thank God. How you can look at this old preacher. How you can run him down. How you can talk about him, do whatever. How that you want to this morning. Amen. But I'm going to say to you. Amen. It's still an abomination. Amen. Thank God. When we can unfold. Amen. Everybody talk about. Amen. Their magazine. Amen. Thank God. I guess I don't know. Amen. What the sale of a magazine did. Amen. But you ain't got to run. Amen. Down to the street corner. Amen. To the store and get you a perverted magazine. I just hit the button on that thing. Amen. And they'll put it in the front of you.
Amen.
Any of it you want. Preacher, you need to stay out of there. Maybe I do. You tell God that.
Amen.
Tell God that I need to stay out of it. Amen. Would you tell him that this morning? Boy, this right here quietens things down.
Amen. Help him, Lord.
I know it quietens it down. Amen. But hear me this morning, folks. Amen. There's more of this right here. Amen. We wonder why. Amen. We can't come to the house of God. Amen. We wonder why we can't worship. Amen. Like we used to. Amen. When we sit there and watch a lot of that garbage. Amen. Thank God it ought not to be allowed. Amen. To even be put on the airwaves. Amen. Thank Lord. And this morning. God help me right now. Amen. We're in a time. Amen. I know this right here. Amen. Thank God has come up. Amen. The past 3 or 4 years. Amen. Thank God. It's a getting worse. Amen. As time goes on.
Yes.
Amen. Thank God. But I still say, amen. Thank God. 2 women together is an abomination. And 2 men together is an abomination.
Amen.
Amen. In the sight of God. Amen. I want you to tell me. Amen. Every one of you this morning. Amen. Take a good look. Amen. Around. Amen. And what do you thank God? I think about. Amen. The abomination. How that's going on. Amen. In our country today.
Amen. Help him, Lord. Good preaching.
Preacher, there ain't very many of us here. I understand that. And the crowd seemed to be getting smaller and smaller as time goes on. I know. From time to time. Amen. God will reach here. Amen. Taking us out. One at a time. Amen. I understand all of that right there. Amen. I know what's going on right there. Amen. But there's something I do not understand. Amen. Thank God. I'm not talking about they've been a bunch of them has come and went. Amen. Since I've been here at Mount Moriah. Amen. For the past 7 or 8 years, whatever it's been. Amen. Thank God. But I want you to hear me this morning. Amen. Thank God. This thing may get smaller. Amen. As time goes on. For people are not going to, amen, they're not going to hear sound doctrine. Amen. Thank God this morning. Amen. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. Amen. Thank Lord. They're going to get to the place. Amen. Thank God our churches. Amen. Like this and right here. Amen. Thank God when the gay crowd, amen, figures out, amen, just how we stand on the matter. Amen. They're going to try their best how to force their way. Amen. Thank God on this little congregation. Amen. You may all return. I don't believe that. I just hold on for just a little while. Amen. You're fixing to see some things. Amen. Thank God ain't pulled in the front of you. Amen. Thank God it's fixing to take us. Amen. Down one day.
Amen. Help him, Lord.
Amen. Now some of you,
I'm
going to say, now preacher, don't do this right here. Amen. You listen to me for just a minute. I told you. Amen. I'm sure some of y'all got good folks down there. I do. But I'm going to say it to you anyhow. I told you earlier that they were people that God meant for us to mark and withdraw fellowship with. And we won't do it because I'm afraid we're going to hurt somebody's feelings. I wonder what's more important this morning. Somebody's feelings or somebody dying and going to hell. Which one is more important this morning?
Heaven, Lord.
I can take you just shortly after we quit right here. Amen. If you'll follow me. Amen. I'll show you some more abomination that God don't like. He don't like the gay crowd. Amen. If you'll read in there, he'll tell you what he done to them. He gave them up and then he gave them over to a reprobate. Did he not?
Yes.
You go right down the road right here in just a little bit. Just about the time they open the doors. And I'm talking about as cool as it was this morning. Hey man, you go in there and you'll see them coming out there. Hey man, with their shorts on. Hey man, their short dresses on. Hey man, the women with their breeches on. Hey man, thank God the men with their shorts on. Hey man, I say this morning.
Amen.
Thank God these things. Hey man, is an abomination in the sight of God. Hey man, but we have got susceptible. Hey man, to these things.
Yes.
Until it's all right. Hey man, again.
They say,
hit that nail again.
Go right over here in Adamsburg. In what I call, used to call some of the most spiritual
yes.
type people with some of the highest standards. And theirs is not any better than this one down the road. Preacher, you don't need to be doing this right here. Hey man, I'm just going to tell you like it is right now. Hey man, this very morning, hey man, I'd like to be standing in their congregation. Amen. Thank God for I tell them the very same thing.
Amen.
Thank God it's an abomination in the sight of God. Amen. And it don't bother y'all. Amen. To do these things. Amen. Thank God I've got family. Amen. Off into that garbage. Amen. But I'm still telling you. Amen. It's wrong. And God don't like it. Amen. I believe it's seen. Amen. And his nostrils.
Yes.
Amen. And I believe they're me. How that they've got standing and behind their pulpit. Amen. What he's got to say. Amen. And I'll say this more than it stinks.
Amen.
In God's nostrils.
Amen.
For he ain't got enough backbone to stand up and tell the truth.
That's
right.
Now then, if I understand right, Probably next weekend, is it? Pastor election time? Or whenever it is.
It's done tight.
You'll have your chance to do it however you want to.
Done tight.
Well, if I come back the next Sunday, I'll tell you the same thing I'm telling you today. Hey, man, it's still an abomination in the sight of God.
Amen. Help him, Lord.
I love you.
That too, Lord.
Look at me like you. Hunting another place to get out of.
I love him out here.
But if we don't do something now, amen, I'm not going to say we're just about too late now.
Yes.
Amen, try to do these things. Amen, but you know what? Amen, I've seen kids and you have too. Amen, I've seen people let kids go when they was like this right here. They thought everything they was doing was funny. Amen. This is funny what they're doing now. Amen. And before you know it, they done got up here. Amen. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Amen.
Amen.
They're going to do what they want to do. Amen. You have waited too late. Amen. To do anything with them. Amen. They'll tell you what they're going to do and what they ain't going to do. Amen. Thank God I still say. Amen. Thank God I'm old fashioned. Hickory limb will still work. Amen. In spite of what our government. Amen. In our city. Amen. Thank God. Amen. It's a crying shame. Amen. Thank God that we've got to set a amen, thank God, and find men. Amen, tell America what she needs and what she don't need. We ain't got no say-so in it no more. They're in control of it. Amen, thank God, they done got to the play. Amen, and I'd give anything. Amen, to have Obama and that bunch. Amen, it's a running. After our office, I'd love to have them sitting on their front pew. Amen, for a little while. Amen, this morning. Amen, thank God, and tell how right that they are. And the abomination that they're doing. But you know what? Amen, thank God we're not going to have just a whole lot of choice. Amen, in the matter anymore.
Amen. Help him, Lord.
We don't have no choice in the matter. What makes you say that right there? I tell you what you do. You take your kind of a quick poll. And go through this community and ask everybody who voted for that man that we've got in office. Ask them how many voted for him. How many yeses do you think he would get? Very few. Very few. I'm going to tell you what's happened now. Amen. If you read that there. Amen. In some of that scripture out where I was at, it's talking about the ancient of the house of God standing there with cancers in their hand. Amen. And incense went up. Amen. A cloud. Amen. Thank God, but God wasn't satisfied. Amen. He wasn't pleased with some of the things. Amen. That went on in the house of God. Amen. And if you'll read on over just a little further. Amen. Thank God. He said, thank God that he would crank up his anger. Amen, theory. Amen, thank God, and it got bad enough. Amen, thank God, he told them, amen, to go out and destroy the young, the old. Amen, everybody, man, women, that said destroy them all, slay them, get rid of them, save the men. Amen, thank God, he said not go near the men of the Lord. Amen, thank God. And you know what they done? Amen, thank God. He told them to start at my sanctuary. Amen, thank God. and right there is where they started. Amen. I take it live. Amen. I get rid of them. Amen. I wonder today. Amen. How God, how looks at Mamre. Amen. This morning. Amen. I wonder. Amen. If he come and said, how you go in there and go to slant. Amen. How many I would be left among us.
Amen. Help him, Lord.
Lord.
Thank you.
All of their abomination had got before God. And I believe ours has got before it, don't you?
Yes.
I believe America's abominations.
Right.
We have let these little things, what we call little things, God didn't smile on them then and he still don't smile on them today.
Amen.
They're still wrong. Mm-hmm. It's abomination to him. Amen. And if it's an abomination to him, what should it be to us? Huh? Mm-hmm. What should it be to us today? Oh, Lord. This right here. Amen. I told you this morning, I'd rather been anywhere. Amen. I'm right here this morning. Amen. God did not speak to me on some things. Amen. We still got some young people in the house. Amen. If there's anything, amen, I'd get these kids to understand. Amen. They some of these things, buddy, God will not smile on.
Amen.
They some of these things that God will not condone. Amen. Thank God we're going to stand in. Amen. The judgment of God for it this morning.
Amen, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Amen. I wonder this morning. Amen. When you look across our land today, amen, and you see what's happening, amen, to our churches, amen, thank God, I wonder today, amen, how many churches do we have today, amen, thank God, that stand, amen, against sin, amen, thank God, I'm talking about, amen, you can go to them this morning, amen, I'll take you to any church, amen, that they in, amen, in our country today, amen, bar none, amen, and I'm talking about, amen, the abomination, amen, of God has sitting on our pews, amen, and it does not have seemed to affect us, amen, anymore, but you hear me, amen, I know it's going to affect me, when I get down yonder to the end of this thing. Amen. When God said warn up and I didn't warn up. Amen. I'm going to be held. Amen. Accountable.
But Lord.
Help him, Lord.
I can read this right here. Got two more verses that I want to read to you. Verse 17 and 18. And then he said unto me, hast thou seen this, O son of man? I want you to listen to this right here. He said, is it a light thing to the house of Judah that they commit the abomination which they commit here? For they have filled the land with violence and have returned to provoke me to anger. And lo, they put the branch to their nose. Therefore will I
also deal inferior. Mine eyes shall not spare, neither will I have pity. And though they cry in my ear with a loud voice, yet will I not hear. Folks, all of these things that we have talked about this morning, I said it's an abomination in the sight of God.
Amen.
I'm not making up off of that. Every bit of it. It's an abomination in your eyes.
Yes.
But you know what? These have become little things in our churches.
Yes.
Go ahead. Just a light thing. Oh, this right here don't amount to nothing. We don't worry about this right here. Amen. He said it was wrong back here. He's still wrong today.
Yes, he did.
Amen. Time after time there. He said, come. Amen. I'll show you even greater abomination. It's been there about seven times. I don't know just how many. Amen. Every time things would get just a little worse, a little worse. Amen. That's what has happened in our land today. Thank
you. Yes.
Amen. From back yonder, it just started beginning to get a little worse, and a little worse, and a little worse. Amen. But you know where we're at today? Amen. We're right here in the last of it.
Yes.
If I understand right, I don't believe, according to the Scripture, this generation will not pass until all be fulfilled.
Amen.
Am I right?
Right.
All this is going to be fulfilled. Amen. But you know what's the bad, sad thing about this? Amen. I'm not saying it to be critical. God knows my heart, I don't. The sad part about this right here, all of these things, we'll go out of here today, and next week we won't remember. They won't any of it mean anything to us.
That's so.
Happy morning.
Mike asked you a question this morning. What does faith mean to you this morning? What is faith to you?
Oh, Lord.
This right here, if y'all do what he said do, amen, if he should catch up with us. And I know what Mike was doing. He wasn't doing it to try to hurt nobody. And I know this. But you better think about that real strong and real serious this morning. Why, preacher? Because in these last days, your faith is what's going to get you through some things.
Yes.
Amen.
Help us, Lord.
Amen. This right here, somewhere along the line, the Spirit of God, amen, is you're going to keep drawing back and back and back, and after a while, it's going to be, amen, pretty much out of reach of us. Amen. And what are we going to do then? Amen. Thank God somewhere along there. Amen. Thank God we're going to have some faith. Amen. To carry us over for just a little while.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. You're mad enough at me. Amen. But if you're here this morning and need to pray, it'd be a good time for you just getting on and pray. This thing right here, we're down to a place. Hey man, everybody in here knows. Hey man, James, give me a piece of paper this morning. And it was shocking to me when I seen what was in it. And the preacher's name that headed up the story. And
I'm talking about some of these y'all have heard his dad preach down through the years. I'm talking about a man that would stand on what's right. But here he is. Now, if y'all want to know what I think about that, a man that'll lay this one right here down and pick up another book is an abomination.
Amen.
I say it's an abomination in the sight of God. I believe the old 1611 King James Version is the one that God left.
The only
here.
One.
Amen. Thank God for us to go by.
Amen.
Amen. All these other translations that they've died out. Amen. Thank God what they'd be better off to do. Amen. Is go somewhere to a publisher and beg them. Amen. Thank God to publish some more. Amen. Of that old King James right there. Amen. And take all the rest of this garbage out under somewhere. Amen. Thank God and build them a fire warm by. Get rid of it. All right. I know y'all don't want the rest of it, so.
Preach.
Amen. Let's say, some of this is catching up with me, and it's working on me. Amen. So y'all might as well get ready for some of it. That's the only way I know to get rid of it. Amen. If you don't want me to unload it here, send me down the road, and I'll find it somewhere else that we. Amen. That's just the way it is. It ain't my words, it's his this morning. That's what he said about it, isn't it?
Yes.
What I said about it. Amen. If you feel like praying, you come and pray. Amen. Thank God. Somebody else may have something you want to say. I reckon everybody's got to have their critics. Maybe you've got something this morning you'd like to say. Preacher, that means you don't care nothing about us. You'd be surprised how much I love every last soul in this house. I said I love you, and I'll do what I can for any of you. It may be very little, but I'll do what I can for anybody in this house this morning. If I can do it, in the rim, that book right there, I'll do it. But if I can go out of the rim, that book right there, I won't do it. What about you this morning? How many of us is satisfied right where we're at this morning? Are you satisfied? Just sitting real still? And just kind of going through a form on Sunday morning, Sunday night. Amen. I'm here with y'all. I'm in all of this right here. But it's pretty much a form when we come in here in our services. All of it. A lot of them got it wrote down how they're going to do things. Amen. Now, we may not know exactly every song that we're going to sing when we get here. Amen. But we know who's going to get up here and say what. We know who's going to lead the singing, and we know all of that right there. We know all of that. Amen. And we're just like the rest of them. We got all of our stuff together. We know what we're going to do when we get there. Amen. But I tell you what, I'd love to come in here. Amen. I'd love to come in here on Sunday morning. Amen. I'd just love to see the Holy Ghost of God get on this bank right here. I'd love to see him just take that bank right there and shake it real good. Amen. You know what I'd like to see out of that right there? I'd like to see some of that roll right back through yonder on these other benches. Amen. When it gets back yonder, I'd like to see it roll across the aisle. Amen. I'd like to see it roll right back to the front. Amen. I'd love to see people. Amen. I'm talking about let God use them and get in this thing and let's enjoy the blessings of God. Wouldn't y'all like to see some of that?
Amen.
Amen. We can. Preacher, we're living in the last day. We're living in the falling away. I know that. It ain't hard to see it happening. It's happening all around us. We're having a falling away. But where the most of it is off of our pews. Why? Amen. Because the Spirit of God had not free will in our hearts. He ain't got free will. If he did, you know what would have happened this morning? This place would have come unglued in just a little bit. Hey man, I wouldn't have had to get up here and done what I've done this morning had that happened. Hey man, we don't get some things together. Hey man, and see, y'all look at me like preacher. Hey man, it's your job to get all of this done. Hey man, thank God it ain't my job to give your testimony. It ain't my job to sing your song. It ain't my job to preach James Shaver's message. Hey man, thank God. So it's left up to you. Hey man, to get your part done. Mm-hmm. I can't do it. But right on the other hand, I can tell you this right here. You can't do mine either.
Amen.
Now, around here Wednesday night, and I told you I was over in Ezekiel, amen, hadn't got out of the book of Ezekiel. Amen, I was in that chapter 33 that Mike's been talking about. Amen, back down 2 years, there's always been prophets. There's always been seers, and there's always been watchmen. And it ain't everybody in this house is going to see everything that's coming. And what did he say to them? He said, give them warning from me.
Amen. Help him, Lord.
Everybody, honey, boy, I wish God would speak to me. And he does time and time again, and he still don't do anything about it.
I better quit.
Well, I do get in trouble. It's just the way it is this morning. Amen. All right. I appreciate everybody that had a man come this way this morning. Hope there's been something said or done that'll help you one way or another. Amen. I told you this morning I didn't do anything out of spite or out of hate. God knows my heart. I didn't do it on that way. Amen. And I'd love for us to see and understand these things this morning. So it's going to catch up with us. I wonder if somebody else got something you'd like to do or say this morning.
Thank God for the preaching.
I say you proved your love to us this morning by preaching the Word of God. That's proof to me.